up, Ian?
Well, there you are. I'm calling you for like an hour. Where the hell you been?
The phone died.
What happened to you? What's this?
Don't worry about it. It's not even worth explaining.
Wait, let's go.
Come
is this something I gotta worry about? What is this? What happened?
Something I gotta worry about? What the fuck do you mean?
I've been showing up late, leaving, sneaking off early. Since when do we like keep stuff from each other?
Your mind goes to the darkest places, okay? My phone died, so I couldn't answer it. If there's anything more to it, I would tell you. But we got a 10-hour drive. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Good Lord. Now he's knocking off the band. I'm going to be a bloody millionaire. Why, yes, Graham Norton. I'd love to come on your show and talk about my book, The Psych and the Psycho, Unlocking the Mysteries of a... What? Oh, nothing. Shut up. Can I help you?
What? No, I'm checking in with you before I leave. This is a package from Dr. Michelson's office. I think it's the patient transfer notes.
It's about bloody time. Well, better late than never, I suppose. Well, let me keep you from whatever it is you do. Off you toddle.
They certainly feel like dreams. But these things really happen. Every time you tell me about a dream, someone really dies.
Are you saying that I killed them?
Do you kill them?
How could you ask me that? You think I kill these people? You think I kill these fucking people?
Nancy? 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 I seem to have dropped a little bit of a clanger!
The fuck is going on, Doctor?
I should be asking you that.
How the hell should I know?
Wait, you're not the one doing this? I mean, the murders, the killings, it all lines up.
I'm chained to a goddamn wall right now. Does it look like I'm in a comfortable position? And what are you talking about? What murders?
From our sessions. Your dreams. Every time you told me about a dream, somebody would die in the real world. And in the exact same way. In the same where and when, as you happen to be on tour at the time, too. If not you, then who?
Oh, I don't know, the hundreds of fans that follow us from show to show, every tour that we do? Get your head out of your ass.
The murders, they were all in precisely
the same way as what? The famous horror movies that I based the last album on that our fans are obsessed with?
How should I know that? I don't go for that rot.
Well, a lot of people do, and we built our career on that rot. But if it's not me, then who the fuck is it?
How the devil should I know? Wait. There was that hooded figure.
What?
Back in the fall, when I was outside your apartment, when you saw me. Following you when I drove away.
And you didn't tell the police any of this? Oh, great. Now we're gonna die. Well, you're gonna die, and I'm gonna get miseried.
Misery?
Misery! I've been kidnapped by a crazed fan. You've gotten me miseried, you son of a bitch.
I didn't go to the police because I wanted to keep you out of it.
Thanks a million. So I hope...
What was that?
I already told you. I don't know!
Spencer? Nancy! Nancy, wake up! Wake up! Spencer? Nancy!
Allow me to introduce myself. They call me the Dancing Clown. And you must be Georgie. Did you hear my circus was in town? It seems I have your bow here. The storm blew her off track. Just reach your hands down here and touch it if you really want it back. Oh, Georgie, you can trust me, sweet child. Step right this way. I'll make your service with a smile. It's nothing to fear. When I feast on your flesh, you'll see that we all float down.
Follow. like Georgie. It's all out of hand, so join me. Da 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 da. Catch me at the pit, buried underground. You know I'm not floating around. Even with a smile, we're fucking here. It's everything you know, it's everything you fear. Colorful of carnage, that much you assume. But it's more than just a costume and red balloons. It's coming back around every 27 years. It's everything you know, it's everything you fear.
It was you. All along, it was you. You're a monster. Why are you doing this to me?
That fancy Ivy League diploma, and you still can't figure it out, can you, Doc? I guess my motives aren't as convoluted as John Wayne Gacy or Charles Manson. It's just good old-fashioned revenge.
I never did anything to you.
I tried to help you.
The hell you did. You tried to study me, all in hopes of getting some bullshit book deal. You don't give a shit about your patients. And your negligence ruined my fucking life.
You only just met. What? Ruined how?
Who do you think killed my sister? Or my parents, huh? I'm an orphan, remember?
I thought you killed them.
Of course not. I was 9. What are you, crazy? But I bet you do remember Floyd Schechter.
Dr. Black, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on the prisoner's mental state.
Not doctor, not quite yet, but you'll remember my worth with the patients.
Prisoners.
Prisoners is for my doctoral.
At this time, I am only interested in your opinion as a character witness, Mr. Black. You spent the most time with these inmates. Do you think Schechter's compass mentis?
Oh, yes, I do. Let me see what I have here. I feel that Mr. Schechter is completely sane.
That completely sane person slit my sister's throat wide open and butchered all of her friends. Then he waited for my parents to come home so we could finish the job. I hid for hours under that staircase, hoping and praying that he wouldn't find me. Ring a bell?
It wasn't my fault. How was I supposed to know?
I've known, done your job. But that's the problem, Doctor. You see your patients as walking, talking, troubled ATMs, not real people.
You killed real people!
And that's all because of you. Floyd Schechter, he was my first. But you, you won't be my last.
What about the others? What about Nancy? They had no part in this. She's innocent.
Innocent? Is anyone truly innocent, Doctor? Didn't he who make the lamb make me? Sometimes the blood, it seeps into your soul. I mean, does anyone fault the tiger for killing the fawn?
No. Now you're gonna kill me.
Oh, I did that hours ago. See that funny feeling in your eyes, Doctor? That's the tetrodotoxin A. I'm not gonna pull back the final curtain until I'm sure that you're not gonna escape and you're not gonna survive. I woke you up, and you had 30 minutes to live. About 30 minutes ago.
Oh. What are you gonna do now?
Well, let's clean up, and we'll see.
Thanks, Gene. Tonight marks the end of a seemingly senseless bloodbath, leaving a trail of over 25 bodies across three states, and all leading authorities to this house behind me. The owner and sole suspect in the killings is clinical psychologist Dr. Ian Black, whose body was found earlier today, along with that of one of his colleagues. Authorities have also confirmed that alongside this gruesome scene, they've recovered a suicide note detailing his involvement in the killings, as well as a long-standing resentment towards the medical community. Local police were first led to the home after the miraculous escape by metal band Ice Nine Kills frontman Spencer Charnas, who amazingly sustained only minor flesh wounds in this house of horrors. Spencer is recovering at a nearby hospital. And all of us here at the station wish him a speedy recovery. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. More on this story as it develops. Reporting live, I'm Roy Merkin. Back to you, Gene.
Hey, Spencer, I'm ready for you.
Well, I certainly hope so.